This is the official Maastricht speech capturing competition text. Last year, as countries across the world imposed lockdowns to impede the spread of the corona pandemic, large portions of the world's workforce found themselves working from home. Organizations that had never entertained the possibility of having their staff work from home started to work remotely. Workers adapted their work and home lives quickly to assume the challenge. The outcome of what has been called the Great Working From Home Experiment will be the subject of research for years to come, but what is clear is that working from home will undoubtedly take on greater relevance in the future. As we study the shift to working from home for the primarily high-skilled office workers, we should not, however, lose sight of the many other workers who work from home on a daily basis across the world and in a range of occupations. Homework has existed for centuries and continues to be important today. According to international labor organizations' estimates, prior to the corona crisis, there were approximately 250 million home-based workers in the world, representing 8% of global employment. Within this group of home-based workers, there are traditional home workers who perform work at home according to the specifications of an employer. Home workers include teleworkers who work remotely on a continual basis, but there are also a vast number of workers who are involved in the production of goods that cannot be automated, such as electronic assembly. They may also provide such services as processing insurance claims. Homework exists throughout the world. In high-income countries, it is mainly associated with telework, but there is homework in manufacturing in these countries as well. Historically, such industrial homework was prominent in Europe and North America, but the shift of labor-intensive manufacturing to the developing world over the past decades took much industrial homework with it. Across the developing world, home workers can be found at the bottom of global supply chains in the apparel, electronics, and houseware industries, but they are also prominent in domestic supply chains. Homework in services first emerged in the 1950s with female typists addressing envelopes, but then spread to other tasks that could be fragmented and outsourced to the home for a wide range of industries, including insurance, banking, and tourism. Advances in information and communication technologies propelled some employers to experiment with telework, leading to a small but steady share of white-collar teleworkers for whom their home was their place of work. These workers are paid by the task or project, and work is carried out according to the specifications of an employer. As the home is the workplace, also gender division of labor in the household and its implications for engaging in paid work should be considered. To this day, women across the world are commonly expected to be responsible for the care and maintenance of the household, while men's contribution to unpaid care and maintenance of the household has increased in some countries, the overall gender gap has barely budged. The gap exists in all countries of the world, though it is more pronounced in some regions than others. In places where care services are non-existent or inaccessible, homework presents itself as a viable alternative to paid work outside the home. The lockdowns associated with the corona pandemic have created new interest in the consequences for organizations and their workers of working from home. It is of interest to better understand how homework in the services industry has evolved over time and what the potential implications are for enterprises and other organizations. As a matter of fact, home workers pay a penalty for not commuting to work. One could argue that this penalty is partly justified. Home workers do not have to pay for transportation or meals away from home. They can afford to live farther from their job and perhaps pay less rent. On the other hand, they often have to pay for the electricity, machinery, or other materials they use for their work. They also have to pay for the workspace in their homes. This is clearly an area in which more research is needed before strong conclusions can be drawn. In low and middle-income countries, however, the picture is much clearer. Home workers work fewer hours and earn less per hour. The gap is attenuated when sex, age, level of education, and occupation are taken into consideration, but it remains large. Home workers, whether or not they are formally considered employees, should be entitled to Social Security on equal terms with other workers. Social Security, including pensions, health care, and maternity protection, is limited for home workers, which further aggravates their often already precarious employment status. This applies also to sickness benefits, disability benefits, employment injury protection, and unemployment protection. In some countries, Social Security for home workers has been improved by extending it to home workers. Telework has the potential to provide new employment opportunities, not least in countries where in recent generations the supply of university graduates significantly exceeds the number of local jobs that matches their educational level or professional aspirations. However, home workers are primarily hired as independent contractors, and while some of them may be legitimately self-employed, in some instances they may be misclassified to avoid employment and Social Security law obligations. This classification itself is indicative of the weak link between employers and employees, which is likely to inhibit career prospects for home workers. If home workers need training to complete their tasks or want to expand the possibilities of what new tasks they can take on, they often have to search for this training on their own. Even though home workers often are hired exactly because of their special skills, the career opportunities offered by this type of work are the responsibility of home workers to pursue. On the other hand, home work in practice opens possibilities for people without formal education to access job functions from which they might otherwise have been excluded. If the changes brought about by the corona pandemic become permanent and many workers continue to telecommute, the potential negative impacts on training and human capital that result from working from home should be taken into consideration. The corona pandemic has put homework in the limelight as a strategy to prevent mass unemployment, also reinforcing traditional gender roles and problems in training, as well as more and irregular working hours must be weighed against benefits of working from home. One benefit is, for example, the increased ability to balance work with personal responsibilities. The inclusion of provisions calling for equal treatment of home workers compared to other workers in the scope of application of general labor legislation does not take the special characteristics statistics of homework into account. For example, those engaged in industrial homework are generally remunerated on a piece rate basis, and there are difficulties with the employer of ensuring compliance with occupational safety and health requirements and workplace design. Moreover, the existence of an employment relationship may be difficult to establish. These are all arguments in favor of the adoption of specific laws and regulations on homework. Furthermore, the adoption of adequate legislative provisions does not mean that homeworkers will effectively receive the protection they need. As has been shown, however, in practice, most homeworkers still face major difficulties in organizing and participating in collective bargaining processes. In addition, homeworkers should benefit from Social Security protection and should enjoy equal treatment with respect to statutory schemes. Even so, the protection is not effective for those engaged in industrial homework because many of them work informally and therefore do not receive any protection from labor and Social Security law. In addition, the lack of effective enforcement of existing legislation perpetuates their informal status. Organizations representing homeworkers and their employers should participate in the design and implementation of the national policy on homework. However, the responsibility to design and enforce laws and policies in support of decent working conditions for homeworkers ultimately rests with governments. These laws and policies must seek to achieve the objective of equal treatment between homeworkers and other wage earners. Sudden increase of telework as a result of the corona pandemic has brought renewed interest in the need for regulatory measures to address issues that are specific to working from home. Many legislative advances have been made, but implementation remains imperfect and homeworkers remain largely unprotected by law. With respect to industrial homework, there is debate as to whether it is better to include homeworkers within the general scope of employment law or to have specific laws or provisions that are applicable to them. These could be complemented with a sector-based or occupational collective agreement. Both approaches may also be combined, provided that the legal definition of homeworkers is broad enough. Regardless of which path is chosen, it is necessary to include provisions covering the different aspects of the protection of homeworkers, as well as to undertake efforts to ensure that the law is being applied. Governments should also address the impact of the corona pandemic through the development of appropriate telework policies, ensuring that homeworkers receive appropriate information on their employment and working conditions in a language that they understand is crucial. Written contracts should include a reference to the applicable collective agreement, if any, as well as details of the public authority that could provide assistance to homeworkers in case of need. Employment contracts and other types of written documentation, including registers of homeworkers and work records, are also important to ensure that employers are fully aware of their responsibilities towards homeworkers. Homeworkers should benefit from Social Security protection, and this may be done by extending or adapting existing Social Security schemes or by developing special schemes for homeworkers. Social protection floors that guarantee at least a basic level of Social Security to everyone should constitute a fundamental element of national Social Security systems and are particularly relevant for many home workers. There are several solutions for extending coverage to home workers. The most straightforward of these is to extend the coverage of existing schemes to home workers through changes in labor or Social Security legislation. This avenue would allow home workers to access the same level of Social Security as other employees. Home workers would be recognized as employees, and their employers would have to pay the same Social Security contributions on their behalf as for other employees. The difficulties inherent in homework, however, do not simply disappear with a law stating that home workers have the same rights as other workers. Long supply chains still make identifying the employer a difficult task, which still makes it hard for the state to enforce these laws. While homeworking is not exclusively female and social protection must also be adequate for the minority of male homeworkers, any social protection scheme that does not consider the impact of gender will risk leaving women unprotected. Women, as well as some men, have turned to working from home as a means of better reconciling work with care responsibilities. Yet most studies show that women homeworkers work when their children are asleep or are otherwise engaged with other things because they cannot concentrate on their work and their children at the same time. Women may also ask other family members, perhaps as an eldest daughter or other relative, to look after younger children. They may also involve the children in their work. Paradoxically, this means that child care is important for home workers, just as it is for commuting workers. Unfortunately, access to public child care is limited throughout the world, and data on early childhood education indicates that only half of the world's children are enrolled in pre-primary education. Governments, in cooperation with employers and workers' organizations, must promote and support programs that provide training to improve home workers' non-traditional skills, including leadership and negotiating. Training should be carried out as close as practicable to the workers' homes. However, providing training for home workers continues to be a challenge, since on-the-job training is normally designed for those who work on the employer's premises. Various alternatives exist for increasing home workers' access to training, though these depend crucially upon the type of home worker that needs the training. There are many examples of industrial home workers receiving training from their own organizations and the public sector. As usual with on-the-job training, the results are varied, but the crucial result is that providing training to industrial home workers is entirely feasible. Tackling the decent work deficits that are present in homework requires efforts on numerous policy fronts. While policy development and implementation is the role of governments, such efforts require collaboration with social partners. With the exception of eliminating child labor, which is a problem associated with industrial homework, all the policy areas that require action are important. Industrial homework and the poverty that often surrounds it require concerted policy action on all fronts, beginning with increasing the visibility of the work and extending legal protections. For the large majority of them, it also means ensuring their transition to formal employment relationships. Written contracts are critical, in particular for enforcement. The policy solutions are proven and effective. They just need to be applied. Nevertheless, there are some policy areas that need attention, such as ensuring that they are presented in understandable language and using data generated from the work to monitor working conditions. Policies are also needed to ensure social protection coverage and access to training for workers. For teleworkers, policymakers should pay most attention to ensuring that the law is being applied and to increasing legal awareness among teleworkers. In particular, attention should be given to ensuring equal treatment between home workers and similar employees working on employers' premises. Given the potential risks of social isolation, it is necessary to develop actions to address workers' health and safety.